Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is The All Local.
I'm J. Scott Smith, and here's what's happening right now. A not guilty verdict was delivered by a federal jury in the retrial of Camden cop Nicholas Romantino. And KYW's Mike DiNardo was at the courthouse in Camden when the verdict went down.
The federal jury concluded that the Camden County police officer did not use excessive force when he punched unarmed suspect Edward Minguella 12 times in the head last February while responding to a report of a man with a gun.
Prosecutors said that the force violated Minguella's civil rights, but the defense argued that he was resisting arrest and the force was justified.
A statement from county spokesman Dan Keeshan says the department respects the jury's decision and that now an internal investigation into Romantino's conduct will begin.
Romantino gave no comment, but his attorney, Daniel Rybeck, said, quote, "We'll see what the department wants to do. There's currently an administrative charge pending." Romantino remains suspended by the department without pay. In Philadelphia, the archdiocese says that a priest is, quote, unsuitable for the ministry after the church investigated allegations that Father Christopher Lucas sexually abused a minor in the 1970s, more than 45 years ago. According to the archdiocese, they only learned of the allegation last fall and reported it to the police the same day. Church officials claim that the abuse occurred long before Lucas started the process of becoming a priest when he was a minor himself. The archdiocese says no criminal charges were filed, but after an investigation of their own, they found the allegation valid and fired Lucas. Church officials say anyone who wants to report abuse or anything criminal should call them and the police. Meanwhile, the UAW officials say the talks fell apart with General Motors, and now, with no contract agreement in place, nearly 50,000 GM workers are on strike at facilities across the country. And that's including the GM Parts Distribution Center on Cabot Boulevard, just off Route 1 in Langhorne. KYW's Tim Jimenez has the story from the picket line and says workers have a message for GM.
They marched around in a circle, referring to the auto companies getting help during the Great Recession. They yelled, "We bailed them out. Now it's time for them to bail us out."
Workers say GM's offer was just not enough.
The union says the GM offer just didn't go far enough in giving them a good enough raise, affordable health care, and a bigger slice of GM's profits.
GM says that their deal is fair and offers better profit sharing as well as $8,000 for each worker when they sign on the dotted line. The workers said they weren't allowed to talk to the media, but union officials say they're far apart on a new four-year agreement. And police are investigating after a car slammed into George Washington High School in Northeast Philly. That happened just after 8 o'clock Sunday night at 1000 Busselton Avenue near Gorman Street in the Somerton section of the city. According to police, a man lost control of his car and crashed into the back of the school by Northeast Avenue, causing extensive damage. The driver suffered minor injuries and says he simply fell asleep. No word yet on whether charges will be filed. And a Pennsylvania congressman is working to give some financial relief to those lending a helping hand in our communities by calling for a major change to the student loan forgiveness program. KYW's Justin Udo reports the legislation is directed toward the clergy.
Congressman Brendan Boyle wants to expand the public service loan forgiveness program to religious leaders. He says many of them work in the poorest communities and with people who need the most help.
Congressman Boyle says clergy are among the most deserving.
They can't qualify for the program, even though the very definition of what they're doing is public service.
The congressman believes the legislation will get enough bipartisan support to be passed into law. And that's the All Local. I'm J. Scott Smith. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app and on your smart speaker. Just ask Alexa to play KYW News Radio.